And this is WKNO News. I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland says that the city's fight against blight is still expanding through public and private partnerships, but neglected buildings are an obstinate problem.
Collectively, we need to reduce the blight roll by thousands of properties.
Strickland spoke at Wednesday's Blight Elimination Summit. New data gives officials a more accurate estimate of how many abandoned buildings there are in the city, about 9,500 single-family residences and 4,500 individual apartment units stand empty. In addition, there are more than 15,000 vacant lots. Next year, city leaders will propose new state legislation to streamline tax foreclosure laws. In the meantime, officials will target some blighted areas with more cleanup programs. In some Shelby County schools, under-enrollment means empty classrooms and underutilized buildings. One organization now wants to use some of that extra space. For WKNO News, Melanie D. Gaines reports.
The Boys and Girls Club of Greater Memphis is looking to expand into targeted schools to expand their services in North and South Memphis by 2018. The proposed schools, Dunbar Elementary, Riverview School, and Craigmont High School, would help the organization expand their operations beyond their current 7 sites and bolster economically depressed communities. As education reform takes shape in Memphis, the organization proposed a plan to make schools multi-purpose facilities to educate and engage children year-long. For under-enrolled schools like Riverview K-8 School, there are benefits that could reinforce the school's role as a central hub for shifting neighborhoods like Riverside. Principal Tasha Harris hopes that such an opportunity will assist them in helping parents gain access to citywide opportunities.
There are no other Boys and Girls Clubs in this community or that are close enough that our parents can get the kids into them.
The next step is to secure $1 million of funding from the County Commission for this plan to support the first year of operation. For WKNO News, I'm Melanie D. Gaines.